The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends on Tuesday, September the 10th. We're going to talk about the stars and the moon today. Val Gurman is with us. Welcome. Welcome, Val.
Glad to be here.
I found out something from you just before we came on. We've all heard the term once in a blue moon.
Right.
And you mentioned that we had a blue moon last month on August the 20th.
Right.
And I said, there's no way. That was not a blue moon, because I always heard that a blue moon is when you have two full moons in the same month, one at the beginning and one at the end of the month, and that the one at the end of the month would be the blue moon.
Correct.
But you said, well, no, you can have a blue moon if you have four full moons in the same season.
There are, believe it or not, there are two kind of competing definitions of the blue moon, and from what I've been able to find out, the older of the two is the one that just occurred, where you have an extra full moon in one season of the year. And in this summer season, from June 21st to September 21st, there will be four full moons, not three.
Okay.
So it usually is. So that the extra one, and this is a medieval concept.
Is the blue moon.
Is the third one. Is considered the
not extra, the fourth one?
Not the fourth one, because they're I'm not sure why. I've not been able to find out why, but it's like that third one is like stuck in there. And it was considered
okay.
The extra one.
So that's the blue moon.
That was the blue moon, even though, of course, it was not really blue.
Well, I'm still going to go with my definition of a blue moon when you have two full moons in the same month. Well, but you got to watch this segment now. Go to KBIA.org, click on Talk Shows, and then Radio Friends, because Val has got a lot of wonderful pictures. The first one that we put up is the blue moon.
Is the blue moon.
And from August 20th.
And with Photoshop, I could have tinted it blue, but I somehow didn't feel like doing it. But it was a great-looking full moon on the last 20th. The one coming up on the 19th.
Now, you took this picture yourself.
Yes. Yes.
And you can see the craters. Almost looks like we're looking at an ocean there, but we know it's not an ocean.
That's a beautiful
picture.
The moon is still, I've been doing this for a long time. I never get tired of photographing the moon. The moon, because the moon is constantly rotating, as the Earth is and we're moving, the moon actually changes from hour to hour. Even though it looks kind of static, if you're looking at it through a telescope, it actually is changing in 20 minutes you can see changes.
And there's the rabbit in the full moon. You can see the rabbit.
You can see the rabbit in the moon. Yeah. You know it.
Okay. Yeah. Now, the next picture that we have is... Okay.
Yes, I have to put in a spot for the Columbia Public Schools Planetarium at Rockbridge High School. Has been redone again and brought, boy, it's up to a really high standard. This is the star projector that shows the stars. And it's just had its annual maintenance and is in top shape. I observed it the other day. It looks great.
Now, the next
image is new seats. You cannot believe these seats. They finally got the seats figured out. And these are so comfortable, I hate to admit it, I kind of dozed off.
Okay.
Because it's too comfortable. But they're the professional seats. They're going to be open every second Saturday this fall at 2 and 3 p.m. in the afternoon for
a
public show.
And you can go and look at the star.
Yeah. Okay. And you got to see it. It's pretty amazing.
The next picture is that
also,
the telescope?
Now, this is at Fayette, Missouri, at Morrison Observatory in Fayette.
Oh, yeah, right across from the park.
Right across from City Park. This telescope is going to be open the next six Thursday nights from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m.
Weather permitting?
Weather permitting.
Okay.
And you cannot believe, this thing looks like, you step back 150 years, it's just like it was in 1875.
And what can you see through this telescope?
It shows the planets and the moon like you cannot believe. It's still just optically first class.
Okay. This will be in Fayette, open when now again?
Every Thursday for the next six Thursdays. So that's right up to the end of October.
So it'll be open this coming Thursday?
Yes.
2 days from today?
Exactly.
Okay.
From 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. and maybe a little beyond.
Okay. In Fayette. The next picture, this is of the sky.
Yeah. Now, this is a nova. We have a nova up there right now. We'll be showing this from Laws this month. I took this picture 2.5 weeks ago of Nova Delphinus 2013, the fifth brightest nova this century.
And where do
I mean, in the last 100 years.
Can we see it with the naked eye?
Well, barely. If you're out in the country, you could. It's right at naked eye visibility. For about a week, it was an easy naked eye object. We're going to be – it's red.
Okay.
We'll be showing this at Laws, and it's red.
Okay.
It's
the next picture is?
This is – I got to brag on my brother took this picture just about 6 weeks ago. This is the Dumbbell Nebula in Vulpecula. We can show this too.
And
that's an exploding star.
And you can see this through the telescope.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this what the picture I'm looking at is pretty fantastic. Look at it online, kbia.org, talk shows and radio friends. And what part of the sky are we looking at?
Right now, it's straight up. About 9, as soon as it gets good and dark, about 9:30, it's straight overhead.
What's amazing is, you know, you look up at the sky and you see all those stars, but then you look through a telescope or a binocular and you see millions more stars.
A lot more. And this view, we'll be able to show it just like this, except without the color. It'll be black and white.
Okay. The next picture that we have.
Okay, I got to brag on Josh Hufford from Jeff City. This is the Vail Nebula, also very high in the sky right now. And he took this from his observatory near California, Missouri. That is a professional class picture right there.
Now, if you go to Fayette, can you look through the telescope and see a picture, see something like this?
It will show the nebula, but this is really a photographic object to see it. It looks like smoke through the telescope.
Okay.
The camera shows what's really there, which is that thing is whiter than the moon.
My goodness. Okay. Those are beautiful. Is that the last picture you have?
Well, one more. In Laws Observatory, we're open every Wednesday, 8 to 10 p.m. through the summer, through the fall semester. You get beautiful views. That's Jesse Hall there with the sunset. I never get tired of viewing the sky.
So
from
come
up there
to Laws Observatory on what nights?
Wednesday nights, 8 to 10.
8 to 10, and on Thursday nights, you can go to Fayette.
7:30 to 9:30.
So you got two nights a week if you want to look at the stars,
that's
the weather
right
permitting. You've got it. Val, thank you so much for coming back. Is there anything coming up in October, November, and December?
In October at the planetarium, we're going to have National Astronomy Day on October the 12th.
Okay.
And then we've got Comet Ison still on the way for November.
Okay, that we're going to be able to see with our naked eye?
That's right. We'll know more about that next time I'm here. It's going to be due west about the last 2 days in November.
Okay. All right, Val. Thank you so much for coming by. Val Gurman, Central Missouri Astronomical Association. Tomorrow, Dave Mars will be on. We're going to talk about how we can save money with our utility bills. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Rachel Gangwehr, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And I said again, watch this program on KBIA.org. Click on talk shows and radio friends and see these beautiful pictures. Well, there's that blue moon again. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.